Welcome to Stay Woke Radio. I'm your co-host, Key. Today, doing the intro, and we got...
It's your boy. You already know what it is. Jay up here. Let's get it.
Anybody else? Come on.
Melanie.
Z. Hi, Miss L. I'm on the show today. What's up, y'all?
All right, y'all. Welcome to Thursday. This is your Stay Woke Radio host, which is me. Stay Woke Radio is Thursdays, but we be informed and tune in every day. We stay one step ahead, mostly through Facebook and Twitter. For some of us, the television is watching all the time. Even on our phones. The shows we like are informative, funny, entertaining, and sometimes, ridiculous. Today on Stay Woke, we're talking about TV. And we also have another host, which is...
And we got another guest here. We got another guest right here.
Chris Zach and Scott.
They gonna be lit in a minute.
We gonna
get y'all rookies in for a minute. We gonna pretend like that's not the real name.
Stay Woke Radio is sponsored by San Omni Media, a diversified digital media brand with a mission to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silenced. Contact San Omni Media to advertise your business or project on our show. Proceeds from your ad go directly to Stay Woke DC. Learn more by visiting www.wheredoyoustand. That's where do you stand, the letter, not the word, wheredoyoustand.com.
All right, yeah, it's your host right here. Thank you for the intro for you, Keith. Thank you for the intro today. So coming in, before we get started, y'all, we got another song coming up. So you know, real quick, our other guest, Sky, come in real quick. Come in.
I think Sky picked this song out for y'all.
So Sky, tell me why you picked this next song that's about to come up. Before I get played, y'all,
why'd you pick the song? Come on.
Alright, well, you picked the song because you really like it, so yeah.
Alright, so
play.
Apparently the song that was picked, not on here, but it's another song by the same person, so, oh, Jesus Christ. We got Rihanna, Work For Your Heart. Don't go anywhere.
We back, y'all. Welcome back. So this time, so the first segment we got for today is going to be TV versus internet, which is that. So really quick, we're going to go around. So sorry about that, y'all. But we're going to go around real quick and we're going to see What is y'all? What is each person's opinion? Which is better for them? So we're going to do the youngest person up in here.
Chrisette. TV. Chrisette. TV versus internet. Which is better? Which
I would
you say?
Internet better? Because internet. You can go that
big
than internet.
TV is nothing. Okay, I guess that's good enough. Sky. What is between TV and internet? Which is better? Which is better?
I think it's internet because I don't really like watch TV.
So you're telling me most of your entertainment comes from the internet?
Yeah.
That's good observation.
Lee. Sorry about that, y'all. We've been having a little bit of a feast. We having a little bit of feast in the studio right now. So yeah, if y'all occasionally hear eating stuff, that's why.
I think internet is better because you can still watch TV shows and movies on the internet, like on YouTube and stuff, and look up what websites you could look up to watch TV and stuff. Plus, you could do a
mm-hmm. Melanie, TV and internet, which is better?
I would say internet because it got my favorite chat site on it. It has everything you need, like YouTube, everything, pretty much. Internet is like all my life I have. So, yeah. Internet, guys. If you want to call to have an opinion, you know.
If y'all want to call in, the number is 646-787-8623. Again, 646-787-8623. Key, what is your opinion? TV versus internet, which better? Which is better, Dad?
Well, being a person that's never really had internet back when he was younger, because that was almost a new thing. I would say TV, but I don't watch people like that anymore. So really, it is internet. That's like the new thing. That's the thing everybody wants. Besides, most TV things is on the internet. You can find reruns of TV stuff on the internet. That's why the internet is so good, because you can watch TV and get on the internet if you want to. Mm-hmm. YouTube is on TV. Stuff like that. Nickelodeon is on the internet. There's a whole lot of stuff. Yeah, it's like internet has both. That's why internet is by default better.
Well, you can definitely watch TV without the internet. Like, you don't have no...
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't need the internet to watch TV.
You plug in the TV... You get a box or something like that.
I was just coming to you too. Okay. Aaron, what is your opinion on what do you think is better, TV or internet?
TV's been around longer, but I definitely have to say internet. I don't really get my life on TV. I don't really get my life on the internet. There's other people to talk to on the internet, but I get my life
on it. Yeah, other people to talk to. Like I was saying, my favorite chat site, mom. That's where I got most of my friends.
Don't spill our information now.
You
want
to like your login
information
on it?
Exactly.
No,
I wasn't.
If you want to chat with Miss Sarah on the internet,
let them know where they can find you, Sarah.
In my opinion, I believe, now I'm going to be the oddball out of everybody. Actually, you know what's funny? I'm going to say internet, mainly because of the fact that I really, everything I do, like, relies on internet. So, whenever I want to play the game, I need internet. When I want to go on my laptop, I need internet. If I go on my phone, I'm on the internet. So, yeah, I say internet is probably the better of the two. But I mean, that's because once internet first came out, everybody pretty much forgot about TV. However, there's still a lot of people who still watch TV. But the fact of you can use the internet to watch games and stuff. But I mean, it depends.
That's another thing too. The internet has like thousands upon thousands, maybe even a million or 2 million or something.
It's infinite.
I already explained that. The internet has like millions of sources, places you can go. It's like a candy.
But
oh,
the TV is not an infinite too. The TV, you can watch TV 24 hours a day, 28 hours a day,
all of
the time.
24 hours a day.
You can watch the episodes. You can watch.
Yup.
A replay on the internet.
All right, y'all.
I think it's about time that we hit up another song. And this song I personally picked because sometimes, you know, sometimes you just need to be this, all right? Like, if you're in a relationship and you really love this person, you know, it's got to be this way. So here we go with Chris Brown, Tyga, and I believe it was Lil Wayne, Loyal. So don't go anywhere, guys. We'll be right back.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes. She be mine by halftime. I'm the shit. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did everything but trust these hoes. She be fuck with.
When a rich nigga want you. And your nigga can't do nothing for you. Broke nigga bitch, I can make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck a broke bitch. Got a white girl with some fake titties, I took her to the bay with me. Eyes closed, smoking marijuana, rolling up that by Molly Amarada. She wanna do drugs, smoke weed, get drunk. She wanna see a nigga trap, she wanna fuck all the rappers.
Chains got bigger for Barbie, Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing. Me and CB in the bay with her. I sent her back home so you could lay with her. Okay, let's talk about this ice that I'm carrying. All these terrors like I'm a fucking vegetarian. Shout out Weezy F, keep a red bone wet. Rose Rolex, hoes on deck. She know I got a check. Doing too good when she ride that dick. Man, I wouldn't trust that bitch. Nope.
Come on, girl, why you frontin'? Baby, show me some.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hope you like my song, y'all, because you know that's my joint.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That was Loyal by Chris Brown, Tiger.
You know, y'all girls, y'all got to be loyal. Y'all dudes out there, y'all got to be loyal, too.
Yeah, don't be a hoe.
The Future Foundation, we're going to do a commercial. Future Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit that teaches social justice advocacy, community organizing, and resource regeneration to future adults 13 to 21, ages 13 to 21, and their families. Join us at Douglas, that's two S's, Douglas Knowles, K-N-O-L-L-S, Community Center, every Thursday for Trap Karaoke at 5 p.m., dinner at 6, and Stay Woke Radio program, which is this right now, at 7 p.m. Learn more by visiting www.thefuturedc.org or on our Stay Woke DC Facebook or Instagram page, which we assume is Stay Woke DC still. You are welcome to attend any of our programs. They are free, and we prepare our own healthy, hot meals every day. If you want to find out more, visit www.thefuturedc.org or follow the Future Foundation Facebook page. All right, so we're going into the next segment.
Really quick, before that, sadly, guys, today we were not able to do Trap Karaoke, but catch us tomorrow as we will record our Trap Karaoke tomorrow when we do it. Because it's
going to
be watching live on Facebook. You already know.
Wow.
It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit because your host going to be in it. That's how it's going to be lit because I'm in it.
Real nigga football player, he's going to be lit all
ha! Ha! Melody knows me so well, y'all.
All right, so we're going to get into the second segment. We first talked about internet or TV shows. Now we're going to talk about TV shows, and we're going to talk more specifically about
our favorites.
Favorite TV shows. As before, we're not going to switch it up. We don't ever switch things up sometimes. We do switch things up sometimes. We're going to start with the youngest, which is...
So I'm going to go. So here's how... Actually, how we're going to go is we're going to do it based on... Instead of doing it by age, we're going to do it based on who's been here.
Longest. Oh,
meaning that you. I actually have not been here the longest. Oh, well, out of us, yes. I've been here the longest. But Elle will be the one, Elle will be the one going last because she's the coordinator. So, of course, she's been here longer than me. Without further ado, guys, so what we're going to do is how we're going to do this is we're going to list our top three favorite TV shows. That sound good? Everybody agree to that?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to name their top. Everybody.
Everybody
say their top three favorite TV shows.
And we want to, and it's highly recommended, explain why.
So
you can't just say Childish SpongeBob and Fairly Odd Parents and then not explain it.
So because we're doing it based on who's been here the longest, our newest addition to the squad, Miss Sky, is going to be going first for us, y'all.
Woo!
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Y'all know what we got up in here. Love and Hip Hop. You gotta say it loud so they can hear you.
Love and Hip Hop.
All right, number two.
Jesse.
Oh, God.
Shush him.
Uh-oh.
And number one.
Raven.
Huh?
The new Bachelor Raven.
Oh.
Can you tell, Chris, can you tell us just a little bit about the show? Because I want people to know.
Yeah, because some people have
the show. I want people to know that Chris is the youngest one in the room. So the grownest of the grown folks.
Oh, no, I see that's already.
The grown folks think they're everything. Chris, tell them a little bit about your show.
Tell them a little bit about it.
I like Raven because it's about this mother. Her name is Smokey Raven.
Yeah.
She had twins. She named her Booker and Mir.
Booker and Mia, yeah. You know I've seen that show.
And Mia, and the only one, the boy is sidekick. Well, he has a different.
Oh, so it's like That's So Raven.
So it's like That's So Raven, but the star is the Raven.
I watched
that.
Alright,
so actually, so we're gonna
pass
number three.
The three.
All right.
It will be.
Three, Jesse. Hush
The Shy.
The Shy, number three? All right. If y'all, if they don't, know The Shy is so.
Oh, The Shy is the newest show that came on
Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix and
it's Netflix,
Showtime.
Yeah.
Showtime.
Yeah. All right. Number two.
Rap game.
All right. Number one.
Wildin'.
Bro, we gotta get the theme song for this. All right, G. Go ahead, Dan. It's your turn. Number three.
Bring It.
All right, number two.
What's your boyfriend or two?
BET.
What's the TV show on BET? What TV show on
BET?
For
BET
Award. Okay, that counts. That counts. All right. And number one. What is your number one favorite TV? Huh?
Wild, every time somebody say wild out, we gotta say it, all right?
All right, so G, what's your top three favorites? What's number three?
It depends on, because I got a different side of me. Right, there's like the kid side of me, there's a side that really likes TV shows because of how good the story is.
Nice.
The kid side of me, I'm going to say six, basically. All
right, the six-year-old side of him. Six-year-old side. What is your top? The 6-year-old side. What's the favorite? The top three favorites of this kid. The 6-year-old side.
Oh, you trying?
Nah.
I'm joking. Jimmy Neutron. Right?
Okay, I'll say that. That's an old
and
good one.
What is it again?
Fairly Odd Parents?
No, not that. I'm not doing all
that. Hey, what you got to get Fairly Odd Parents, big fella?
I didn't say that. I just don't want all Nick's notes in there. Because I could have easily just said Jimmy Neutron is Fairly Odd Parents, SpongeBob, or Danny Phantom.
Hey, Danny
Phantom
was lit.
No, there's so many on there. All right,
number two. Danny Phantom was lit, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What else? Oh, yeah, Drinking Dogs. Yeah, that's on Nick, unfortunately, too.
Yep. I'm not really that immature, but I would say number three would definitely be Danny Phantom. I do like Danny Phantom. Number two is Fairly Odd Parents. And number one, now y'all gonna hate me. Now, because this was one of my favorite shows when I was growing up, this is actually one of my favorite shows when I was growing up as a kid. Now with Wild Wild Wubs, I love that show when I was growing up.
I hate you. So, you know what?
Wild Wubs is my favorite show growing up, man. I love that show so much.
It looks good.
Now for the mature side, my people. All right, coming in at number three, I would have to definitely say is it's probably TMZ. I love TMZ. TMZ be just making
me laugh. I used to. My dad watched.
All right, number two. Now, a lot of y'all are not going to be surprised. There's some of y'all might be. But number two is Ridiculousness. I love that show because it'd be too funny. You let me sit. If there's a whole marathon on, bruh, I would literally sit right there for that whole marathon and not move. I will not. I promise you, I will not move. Unless I will move when it goes commercial, then once it comes back on, I will be there. But no matter if I'm in a bed, I'm done and I'm gone. I'm sorry. And then number one, obviously you know what it is. I don't even gotta say it.
Ridiculousness.
I know. You already know what it is.
Wildin'.
All
right. I got a question for y'all.
Okay. You know, we got all the time in the world.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of movies out there that are based off of shows. Like, you know, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, Drake and Josh, go Hollywood, Drake and Josh, the Christmas time.
Oh, actually, hold on. Before you say, I do want to throw an honorable mention. As a lot of you know, I am an anime fan, so I'm going to drop an anime for y'all as an honorable mention. And
whoa,
that is Dragon Ball, the entire Dragon Ball Z series. I'm going to drop that in there as an honorable mention.
Now, since that was his honorable mention, out of those shows, if they have movies, or just any movies that have...
Dragon Ball Z has, like, 50 million movies.
I know. But no. Based, what movie do y'all feel like is your favorite, absolutely, no top three, favorite movie that is a show? Like, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, like I said, Dragon Ball Z, Wrath of the Dragon.
That's my favorite movie. No. My favorite, okay. My favorite movie probably would have to be a Dragon Ball Z movie, and if I was thinking, like, actually think about it, my favorite movie from the Dragon Ball Z franchise would be Dragon Ball Z Fusion Reborn. It would be Fusion Reborn because that one actually kept me entertained. It was never like that movie was never boring. It was actually pretty. It was action packed the entire time. And you got to actually. Well, I'm gonna spoil that for some of y'all that have not seen it. So actually, if y'all can end up finding it, it's a very old movie. That's very old.
Anybody else suggestions? Movies that were shows.
I don't watch movies. All right, let me tell you one movie that I watched recently on YouTube. I forgot what it was called.
Exactly.
No, I would look it up right now. I would remember. I look it up in my history.
Is it a movie that's based on?
I've asked kids not to watch it.
Oh man, would it happen to be The Hangover?
Hangover.
Is it a movie based off a cartoon?
Is it a movie based on a show?
It's
a movie based on a show?
I mean, yeah.
It's just a movie.
Yeah.
It's just a movie.
No, we're talking about movies.
Oh, is it
a show? A movie off a show. SpongeBob SquarePants.
The movie.
Underwater.
Oh, heck no. Why'd you kill my heart like that?
All right, you know, the
first movie was so much better than the second
movie. Before we finish
up
with this, let's let Elle get her top three real quick before we go back into it. Okay. Elle, what is your top three? Okay, so wait. Are you like me and Keith? Do you have a kid side and a mature side, or are you just...
No. I'm pretty much just the genres. I don't even have a favorite show. All right,
so what is your number... Now, what is number three?
I can give you shows, but I... No.
Yeah, you don't watch.
I don't watch too much TV,
Number three.
But when I do watch TV, it's like a reality show, like a drama.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Intervention. What are people doing?
Number three.
Oh, Burning
Sands.
That's number three.
Number two.
Like an intervention type show. Then I think it's like do it yourself show. Like I like
HGTV
a lot. Like I like to watch
Cooking
Show.
Your
House.
Oh.
You know
yeah.
About,
oh.
Like,
okay.
It's like real boring, but
like Pimp Your Car and all that.
What is your number one favorite show?
Definitely cartoons. I love
what
like,
show?
Cartoon.
What
like,
exactly?
Steven Universe.
Of course.
Awesome.
Of course. If Ayana was here,
yeah,
she would say the same thing.
That's like a dope show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. But as she was mentioning earlier, Steven Universe actually has a lot of hidden messages.
Does anybody else want to go? Because I have another question too. Because I have so many.
Yeah,
questions.
Go ahead. Yeah, ask a question.
You know, since we all have, well, at least three of us at least have like a kid side and an adult side.
Yeah.
Which one would y'all prefer? Like, would y'all prefer cartoons that are just based off of kids stuff, or cartoons that have like some adult messages in it that also have some kids stuff?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The stuff that's interesting, though, that would be the cartoons with the adult stuff, because then only people who have a mind like that or can like
think about it.
Understand some of the stuff.
But it's like it don't go like what you
right.
believe.
It doesn't go all together.
That's why I'm saying it.
You
like,
have parts, but
that's not
you have
good.
To put them together. You don't have
SpongeBob. Somebody, okay, so I actually heard this in class one day.
Well,
that,
would you rather know the full story or do you want to know half the story? Would you rather
know
like
halfway
how to do something or really how to do it? You know what I mean?
I would
what do you
like
mean?
To know
like,
how
as a kid,
really
if you was watching like say you watch American Dad, like you watch
American Dad is lit.
Like,
American Dad is not like funny as
content.
No,
No. I mean like stuff like Steven Universe, which has adult. I mean, it's not like like it's talking about like really violent things. But
yeah, like American
like,
Dad.
Like things like the thing with depression or the thing with like being with like a single mom or something like things
right,
like that.
It's right.
That, that kid's not as
dad.
Yeah.
Got, like,
and that impacts him in a different way.
Talking about family a lot, and that's like a girl scene.
Yeah.
That's helpful. You know, Sarah, you got some more
add something to it? Is there any shows that you do that may be adult theme? That's not like Rick and Morty or Family Guy.
I was gonna say a theory that everyone has said.
I'm gonna end y'all off with a theory,
and y'all can think about this theory while we go into the next song. After I say the theory, so y'all can tell me whether or not y'all agree with this theory. But we can talk about that after too. But one theory that I've heard a lot is that everyone believes. Now, remember. Your response. I don't want y'all to respond yet until we come back from the next song. So the theory is that people believe that SpongeBob is gay. We're gonna leave it on that note.
SpongeBob. That was the best theory I heard. Oh, that was the best theory to cut off the conversation I've ever heard.
All right, y'all. And with that said, we're gonna leave y'all on that note. And once we come back, we're gonna tell y'all. Y'all can think too. Remember, call in. 646-787-8623. Now, our other guest, Sky, she picked this song as well. Sky, you want to explain to the people why you picked this song real quick? And there you go. That's the title of this song. DJ Khaled, Rihanna, and Bryson Tiller. Wild Thoughts. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Don't go anywhere. Just getting turned up in here, y'all.
Just getting started.
So remember, y'all.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rockin' with it on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little dim down tonight. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, when I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, when I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the tag. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Taken. I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it too. I could tell you gone off the doors. Careful, mama, why would you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl, wear shit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
When I told you.
When I with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow.
welcome back, y'all. Welcome back again. So as y'all know, we left y'all on a little note real quick. So we left y'all on a little note, which was the theory. Yeah, I hope y'all been thinking. Remember, call in 646-787-8623. That number again, 646-787. Now, remember, I told y'all that theory about the fact that people believing that SpongeBob is gay. What y'all? What is y'all opinion on that?
My opinion is that this is not real.
My opinion is that this conversation was cut off for a theory that might offend some viewers who may not be straight, but you know what? It's okay.
I mean, that's true, too.
That's true. That's
if
true.
SpongeBob is gay,
it's
how
SpongeBob
do
you
care?
Not much.
Oh, the fact that he's much. A dude, and he's hanging out with another dude, and they acting like some.
But yeah, that's a kid show, though. You got to do all of that.
Oh, yeah, kid show.
So, yeah, all right. So, for this next segment, y'all, we're going to go backwards. We're not doing that yet. We're not going to do it yet. All right. So this segment, we're going to go backwards. Segment three is about, so this guy, the last segment of the night is going to be least favorite TV shows. So this time, we're going to go backwards. So, L, would you like to take the floor on that one? What is your top three least favorite TV shows?
Pass.
Starting with number one, pass.
Pass.
You got to think about it.
Because, I mean, I don't even watch TV. So like,
okay, right, right.
All right.
So number three.
TV, I like
number three for me is, I would say, is one of my least favorite shows would probably have to be
The Chase.
Who? The Chase. I don't like that show.
Oh, you wild. It's okay, man.
I don't like The Chase. Number two, sorry there. Got some messages coming in, but we're going to respond to those later. Number two on my top three worst, on my top three least favorite, I have to say would be this time I'm actually gonna include enemies that I don't like. One of my second least favorite TV show slash anime for me is going to have to be what was it called? Tokyo Ghoul. Actually, there's a lot of people that probably like Tokyo Ghoul. Listen to me. This is why I say I didn't like Tokyo Ghoul. Tokyo Ghoul to me was not one of the best animes I've seen. I've seen a lot of animes that were better than that. And my number one.
You must vacate the area, please.
And my number one least favorite TV show slash anime. If you know me well enough, then you know the one thing that I don't, the one show or anything that I do not like is Love and Hip Hop.
Okay, I can agree with that.
I'm a dude. Why would a dude like Love and Hip Hop?
Man, that was sexist, but it's okay.
No, I'm being serious. I mean, now don't get me wrong. There's probably a lot of dudes out there that probably do like Love and Hip Hop. Now, don't get me wrong. If you do, that's fine. I, myself, just don't like the show. You know what I'm saying? Everybody doesn't have to like Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, man, Jeremiah just got like half the room rat. I mean, half the room mad. You made all the shows you named was something we all don't like. But it's why I'm hard to do the same two things.
I don't like that. I legit did not like that show. I don't like it.
I can agree with you on that. I did not like. You cut me off.
I'll do it on purpose.
I agree with you on that. I don't like loving about.
Yeah.
Now continue.
All right. No, that's it. That's my number three.
All
right. Number one. All right. So, G, you up next, bro.
What's your favorite shows again? What was it?
You gotta do least favorite, son.
Oh yeah, least favorite.
Based on you.
Oh yeah.
Number three.
I hate Danny Phantom. I hate the side. I hate wilding out. I'm joking.
How about this bully? You will get jumped on me.
On a real note, you know, most of the shows I don't like are like shows that have no flavor or content whatsoever. Like, what's that show?
I didn't see it.
Mr. Pickles or something like that.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. I don't like that show either.
It's just a show. Like, whose audience is the creators of Mr. Pickles? Like, what's the audience? Like, is it like killers? Is it people that just love blood and gore? Like, who finds blood and gore like funny and all that stuff? Like, there's no story to it that I know of. It's about a dog killing people.
Number two.
Is
this
an adult show?
This is an adult show.
Very adult. It's a very adult show.
Number two.
So, I mean, all my shows are something that has no content whatsoever.
Number two.
So, I guess it's going to have to be Rick and Morty. I love Rick and Morty.
Boy, you about to get a lot of people mad.
That
should
have been my favorite, too.
Damn. Yeah, I do. Oh, I should have said Rick and Morty. Well, no.
I love Rick and Morty that much. I really.
Nah, I should have said Brickleberry was one of my favorite ones.
I like it. They aren't.
No, Rick and Morty's not getting renewed for another season.
I heard otherwise. We can talk about that in a minute.
We'll talk about that.
My second favorite show.
Least favorite, you mean?
Yeah, least favorite show. I'm a little bit biased. This show is not for me. I am not their intended audience, but that I don't like breadwinners at all.
Thank you. It's not intended.
Finally,
I found someone that agrees.
Thank you. I mean,
all
you know, I'm not.
Come
I'm not
together. Come together, my children. Come together, my children. No one, us three, me, Melanie, and Chi, do not like breadwinners. Listen to that right now.
It's
y'all.
Just. Oh. I understand, you know.
It's just
the fact that I know that it's not for me. It really isn't. But if I was a kid, would I want something like that? Like butt shaking and all that stuff and telling bad jokes? It looks good. The animation looks all right. But, I mean, I don't really like it like that. What else? Number one.
All right, number one.
Will be... it's a show that probably got canceled. What's the name of that show? Super Mountain Fort Awesome or something like that?
Super Mountain Fort Awesome?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Super Mountain Fort Awesome. I think that's what it's called. It was like a show on Cartoon Network. No. Boom, I already know about it.
What are you talking about?
Uncle Grandpa.
Uncle Grandpa!
Oh!
Uncle Grandpa's done.
Yo, that show, I ain't gonna lie, I loved that show when I first saw it. I liked it, but then after seeing it, I started liking it when it first came on, but then once I'm like,
y'all don't know, it's a hidden
message. It's a definitely hidden
message. He's got ADHD.
He's an uncle and a grandpa, meaning if y'all don't know what that means, I'm not gonna tell y'all what it means until y'all older. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but T-Bone.
Sorry, so it's you. It's on you.
It's on
you.
I would pretty much say
number one. Bizarre, anything, come on.
Bizarre.
Jake Paul, you don't have to like Jake Paul. That's not a TV show.
That's
not a TV show, but darn near is one. He's an entertainer, but he's a fool.
Oh, there's SpongeBob in some shit.
Hey, hold on now.
Wait a minute. I understand SpongeBob has 20 seasons. So there's someone else.
No. Should we stop with the fact that that show has been on for years? That show has been on for like 5-6 years.
I'm 19 years old. It was made in 1999.
Bruh, and that show's been on for that long, and it still is one of the most popular kids shows,
The new one's got it.
We're
doing
it based on. Yeah, but that show dumb. I don't give a heck about any of y'all feelings. Like it or not, I hate it.
So,
these favorite shows.
What is your top three least favorite shows? Starting at number three. Sorry about that. I'm kind of a bit sleepy. Guys, I just had to, if you know me, I'm a football player, so I was working out earlier today, so I'm actually trying to tell
you. You're so sad.
What's that?
Oh,
today?
Oh,
I'm gonna let it slide.
My favorite TV show
used to be.
So that's
your number three?
That's not bad.
Number three, Luke Cage. Okay, number two. Luke Cage is actually good, so I have a lot
to
Underground.
Child's a knife. TV shows
Underground. Remember this? All right,
number one.
Remember, this is your new favorite. Mean the ones you don't like.
It's Luke Cage and Underground. Your
so Luke
favorite.
So it's no, so your least like. So it's your least favorite. You don't like it anymore. So that's number three. Okay, so number two is Underground, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's number one? So what's number one? What's the one show that you don't like at all?
I grew out of that one.
I completely disagree with all of
that.
She said
she
don't
like
it.
I
do
not.
She said she don't like it. Maybe she just don't like it. There's a lot of people don't like
her though.
That child right there. Percent. What is your least favorite TV show? What is your top three least favorite TV shows? Come again, number three. Come over here so they can hear you. Come over here so they can hear you.
Number three
is... Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
That's not bad.
Number two.
Is that
it?
So, Clarence, the only thing you don't like?
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like on TV.
What about SpongeBob? Disney Channel stuff? You like Disney Channel stuff?
SpongeBob.
So, okay, so that's number two.
I don't like that.
What's
your
number one least favorite TV show?
Yeah, what? That show's been around since you were born.
That's enough.
You know what?
Go ahead. Number one, bro.
What's that show called?
What?
The Real Housewives.
Come here. You get one of those.
I can't stand that show. Young,
me
I don't
too.
Like that show.
Like,
all right, now.
Sky,
what is your top three least favorite TV shows? I'm sorry about that, y'all. Come in here, number three.
Paw Patrol.
All right, now, the only reason I like the show is because my nephew. That's the only reason. All right, number two.
Blazing Marsh Machines. The Moth Machines.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. All right, number one. What's up?
The Amazing Orange or something.
Annoying Orange? Oh my God, I hated that show. Dude, I didn't like him when he was on YouTube, but then the fact that they made him a show,
SpongeBob.
Why'd you be amazing?
You want to know something?
Orange?
Do you mean the Amazing World of Gumball? That was your
name?
So you do mean SpongeBob.
I like to inform.
So number one, so SpongeBob is your number one.
Yes.
Okay.
I like to inform all of you.
You got passed. But okay.
I like to inform you all, for all of you who chose SpongeBob.
For all of you who chose SpongeBob,
you are all lit. You are all very. You should be ashamed of yourself. 20 seasons.
Hush him out.
That joke was going to happen before half an hour.
I was the only person alive when that show came out.
Y'all
were
crazy.
All right, guys. So that is, as you see, guys, we're coming into the end of the show. So we're gonna come in with a little bit of closing real quick.
Guys,
this has been...
Wait.
No. You want to do this, guy, or you want...
You want to do the reading thing?
You want to do the closing?
You want to do the closing? You got this?
Sky, you want to close it? You want to close us out?
You don't want to do it no more?
All right.
She said no.
This has been another episode of Stable Radio. We're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. and on Twitter at Stable DC. That is Twitter at Stable DC. You're welcome to join the Future Foundation for Future Stable Radio episodes live at Douglas Knowles Community Center, 3331 22nd Street Southeast. Next week we will be talking about health and fitness. Are you trying to show a little skin for the summer? Tune in next Thursday for this hot topic. As you guys heard, next week's topic is health and fitness, guys. So before we go out, we're gonna talk a little bit about TV shows, really quick. So all right, so let me ask y'all this: if you could choose any TV show, if you could pick any TV show to be put in, which show would you want to be? Huh?
Assuming it's not their favorite show.
Assuming it's not your favorite show. Well, assuming it's a favorite show or it's a show you enjoy. If you could pick any show to be on, be a guest on, or be in, what show would that be?
Why?
Ew. Want to start out? I know you like the British. I know. Okay, so there's this show to me that all me, L. Key, when they were here,
yeah,
we were watching the British baking show.
Major.
Oh, I would say the British baking show.
I can't really
like
Major Lazer, like, that's...
I feel like that would be
honest. I
don't want to
be cartoons.
Sure.
I think they would be fun to be cartoons, but, like, that's
what I would
be.
All right, come on, somebody else. That's teasing. All right, so, you job. If you could pick any TV show, what show would you want to be in from the back?
I would like to be in Wildin. No.
You mean a show that's already in real life?
Some Awana?
No. Wait. No, I changed my mind. I don't
know. It don't have to doubt. It could be a show that's actually up. That's why I said you, if you could be a guest on it or anything. So you
I would like to go to the show but not be directly on it where I'm rapping with other people.
Bull job because.
But yeah, I like to be on it if you know what I mean.
Wait, whoa, hold on. You try to say each other a wild out girl, don't you want it to say?
No!
That's what no, when you just said that, that's what it sounded like you replied. I swear that's not like what you would find. I don't think that's what you would
be. I'm not trying to be a wild.
Are you trying to be like in the audience?
In the audience, yes.
Why you just say that?
I just said that.
That's what you did. You want to be in it if you know what you, mean. First of all, that's the first thing somebody gonna think. They're gonna think, oh, you're trying to be a wild girl. That's the first thing they're gonna think. I swear to you. You child. What do you want to be? What if you could be any? If you could go on any show in the world, what would it be?
It's a good question, let me tell you.
You sound like an old man. Let me tell you a little something, Sonny.
Well, this was not my favorite show, number one. It has to be Steven Universe, because, like, the power, like, aliens and all that stuff. And plus, the show is so beautiful. Like, that show is the most beautiful show I've ever seen on.
And he got a lot of X-ray.
What?
You job. This job right here.
Oh, you're going to cut me off like that? Okay, I was not even done yet. This show is so beautiful, man. There's powers and gems.
All right.
Which means money.
All right. Scott, what would be your most favorite? What if you could be on any TV show, what show would you be?
The new movie with Kevin Hart in it called Night School.
Huh? Oh, are you talking about the show where he, Javiale showed up? Come on. I actually want to see that. Yo, I actually do want to see that show. That show looks funny. I see the commercial for it. I've been seeing the commercial for it on YouTube. You know what time it is. You know what time it is. What if you could be on any TV show, what show would you want to be on?
90 seconds.
I think it's very rude today. It's good. It's always rude to us.
I would want to be on
the Grammy Awards. Oh, Grammy. Okay. Chrisette. Okay. See, that's a show that I want to be. Okay, so Chrisette actually picked mine. Oh, actually, no. I'm going to go last. So,
you said, remember Steven? All
right, so, no.
Major World number.
So,
60 seconds.
You mother chucker. Listen, all right, guys, so I'm going to end it off with. So, I want to be on Wild Out because I feel like I'd be doing Wild Out. But that is today's show, guys. Remember, if you guys want to call in, just let us know if you want to call in. And this has been. This has been your boy Jay, along with
John,
King,
Sky. All right, y'all. That's all the time we have today. Tune in next week for the show, and we will see y'all again next time. We're gonna end y'all out with a song, with another song, real quick.
But me.
Okay, so this is Cardi B's new song. If y'all enjoy this song, please leave a like on it. So let us know what y'all think about it on our next show. And by the way, we'll see y'all again.
10 seconds.
See y'all. Peace. Peace out, y'all.
Look, I wanna get married like the Curry, Steph and Aisha shit, but we more. Like Belly, Tommy, and Keisha shit. Gave you TLC, you wanna creep and shit. Pulled out my whole heart to a piece of shit. Man, I thought you would've learned a lesson about liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man, I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, nigga, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing culo and full thighs, chilling poolside, living two lives. I could've did what you did to me to you a few times, but if I did decide to lie, find a nigga, fuck him, suck his dick. You would've been pissed, but that's not my MO. I'm not that type of bitch, and karma for you is gonna be who you end up with.
Don't make me sick, nigga. I adore. I gave you everything, was mine is yours. I want you to live your life, of course, but I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Who's feeling? Drop a pin, what's the coordinates? You might have a fortune, but you lose me, you still gonna be misfortunate, nigga. Tell me, this love got you this fucked up in the head? You want some random bitch up in your bed? She don't even know your middle name. Watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not, though. It's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the nigga I met. Talk to me crazy and you quick to forget. You even got me tripping. You got me looking in the mirror different. Thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent. Between a rock and a hard place, the mud and the dirt is gone. Hurt me to hate you, but loving you's worse. It all stopped so abrupt, you started switching it up. Teach me to be like you, so I cannot give a fuck. Free to mess with someone else, I wish these feelings can melt. Cause you don't care about a thing except your motherfucking self. I adore. I gave you everything, was mine is yours. I want you to live your life, of course, but I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me.